this is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. We bring you this podcast as a digest of Arizona news as reported by our KJZZ news team. Welcome to Wednesday. It is April the 8th. As we roll over the hump to the weekend, let's see what's happening around these parts. Well, Arizona Congresswoman Yasemin Ansari announced on Monday that she is introducing articles of impeachment against Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, citing his handling of the U.S. ongoing attacks in Iran. From the politics desk, Ben Giles has details.
Citing President Trump's threats against Iranian civilian infrastructure and the endangerment of over 90 million Iranian citizens, not to mention harm to U.S. service members caught up in the military conflict, Ansari said Hegseth is the chief enabler of an illegal war.
Pete Hegseth has the duty to comply with the laws, lead by example for other military officials, and uphold his commitment to the Constitution above all else. He has done none of that.
Ansari, who is Iranian-American, also called for Trump's cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove the president from office, pointing to his threat Monday night to obliterate the entire Iranian civilization. And she urged her Republican colleagues to speak out against Trump's apocalyptic rhetoric. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Oh, GOP lawmakers asked the Attorney General to investigate Pima County this week over a resolution that bans ICE activity on county property without judicial warrants. Also from the politics team, here's Cameron Sanchez with that.
The County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution in February banning immigration enforcement operations from taking place on county property or with county resources. Lawmakers say it violates both federal and state law. Senator John Kavanaugh says the county can't discriminate against ICE, even if they're concerned about the agency's practices.
You can't cherry pick, and you can't judge an agency based on isolated actions. In fact, I haven't heard any negative stuff about ICE enforcement in the last month or so.
The complaint against Pima County is the second of its kind in recent weeks. Republican Representative Quang Nguyen filed a complaint against the city of Phoenix in March for a similar resolution. If the attorney general finds the county or city are violating the law, they stand to lose out on state funding. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the latest forecasts for water in the Colorado River show a grim picture. As Alex Hager reports, low snowpack across the Rocky Mountains will lead to a tense summer for water managers here in Arizona.
Incredibly low, seriously dry, depressing. Those are just some of the words tossed around by scientists in the latest briefing on drought conditions. Nels Bjarke is a scientist with the Western Water Assessment. He says hot and dry conditions stacked up all winter.
There is possibility that we could experience the driest or historical low flows on record. The notion that a wet kind of April, May, June might save us is quickly leaving the building.
That shortage could send major reservoirs like Lake Powell plummeting to record lows, adding pressure to already tense negotiations about how to share water. If state leaders can't agree, the federal government could force major cutbacks on the supply that flows to Arizona. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, diesel prices have hit a new record high in Arizona this week. Prices rose to $6.16 a gallon, breaking the previous record of $5.90 set in 2022. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
For now, though, the president and Iran continue to have some back and forth, and the real only improvement to gas prices down the road would be an improvement in the Strait of Hormuz.
DeHaan says increases in gas prices are beginning to slow down across the state, but unleaded prices continue to climb, hitting an average of $4.96 in Maricopa County this week. Senate President Warren Peterson sent a letter to the U.S. Attorney's Office on Tuesday accusing Attorney General Chris Mays and Secretary of State Adrian Fontes of interfering in the Trump administration's investigation into the 2020 presidential election. We go back to the politics desk, and Wayne Shutsky has details on that.
After Peterson turned over records of the Arizona Senate's flawed audit of the 2020 presidential election in response to a grand jury subpoena, Mays and Fontes expressed concern that the action may have violated state and federal privacy laws. They also wrote a letter to county recorders urging them not to provide unredacted voter data, even in response to a subpoena. The pair also asked Peterson if he handed over data for people whose private information is protected by state law. Peterson claimed those letters amounted to obstruction and witness tampering in the ongoing federal investigation. But Mays and Fontes said they have legitimate concerns about voter privacy and accused Peterson of helping Trump undermine confidence in Arizona's elections. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, this week, Tucson leaders heard the results of a months-long study of what residents want to see out of a proposed city amendment to regulate data centers. From the Fronteras desk there, Elisa Resnick has more.
Last year, Mayor Regino Romero and the city council set out to draft formal limits on how data centers can function within the city. That, after water needs for a data center proposal called Project Blue, generated intense public backlash. City leaders were briefed on the findings of a series of public meetings about the amendment this week. Vice Mayor Lane Santa Cruz asked how feasible it would be to ban data centers outright.
It's going to be a major strain on our water and energy infrastructure. And in the desert city, that's just a trade-off, especially in this time that we can't afford.
City leaders said a moratorium on data centers would have to be legally defensible and would likely be limited to 120 days. After that, property owners could file suit. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Earlier this month, the FBI announced again it is putting extra agents in the field to address a backlog of cold cases on tribal lands. As Gabriel Pietrazio reports, the effort is part of a years-long joint initiative with the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Under Operation Not Forgotten, more personnel will be filtering through nearly a dozen field offices with close ties to Indian country. Agents are being sent to cities like Phoenix, Las Vegas, Billings, Albuquerque, and Denver.
A lot of our state is tribal territory. Right now, we're set for 14 agents.
Kevin Smith is with the FBI Phoenix Field Office. The FBI is handling 4,100 active indigenous criminal cases nationwide. Smith says Arizona's share is in the hundreds, including two high-profile ones for San Carlos Apache teen Emily Pike and 8-year-old Navajo Malika Molly Boone.
Every case takes the time that it takes.
Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A federal appeals court has again blocked the Trump administration from enacting drastic changes to homelessness funding. The Department of Housing and Urban Development has said it was slashing support for a category of shelter known as, quote, permanent supportive housing. Advocates had feared more than 1,400 formerly homeless Arizonans could have ended back on the streets. Catherine Davis Young has more.
Maricopa County had been putting nearly 90% of HUD grants toward permanent supportive housing, but in November, HUD said it would now only allow 30% of funds to go toward these units, and HUD gave providers just weeks to revise grant applications.
Which did put the whole of the system in a bit of a scramble.
Tim Birch co-chairs the Maricopa Regional Continuum of Care. Arizona and several other states sued. The legal fight is ongoing, but for now, courts have blocked HUD's initial plan. Birch says for the next round of grants, it now appears HUD will have to allow at least 60% of funding to be used for permanent supportive housing.
It still means we'll have upwards of 1,000 households that will have to transition to other types of housing models, but it's a much more achievable goal than the abrupt and system-wrecking change that was originally proposed.
Birch says these types of programs are essential for chronically homeless people who have disabilities. The Trump administration says permanent supportive housing encourages dependence on government handouts. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A report outlining a series of recommendations to create an entertainment district in downtown Phoenix is set to be delivered to a city council subcommittee meeting today. Greg Hawney has the look ahead.
The consultant firms HR&A Advisors and Multi-Studio handled the report aiming to enhance areas around the Convention Center, Chase Field, and Mortgage Matchup Center. The Downtown Phoenix Entertainment District implementation plan makes a series of recommendations, like improving walkability and potentially building a new hotel downtown. The consultants also recommend the city build new sites and host more events, like pop-up music performances, to create more attractions for visitors. The city's Economic Developments and Arts Subcommittee would have to recommend it to council before it could be adopted. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, Kevin Durant made his long-awaited return to Phoenix last night and helped his Rockets dig out of an early 21-point deficit to beat his former team, the Suns, 119-105 at Mortgage Matchup Center. Highlight of the game was Durant faking out the Suns' Dylan Brooks in the second quarter, hitting a jump shot as Brooks stumbled to the floor. Houston extends its win streak to 7 straight. Devin Booker had 31 points in a losing cause for Phoenix. And Suns' stumble likely will not affect their playoff standing, maintaining the 7th spot in the Western Conference in the final week of the regular season. Baseball: Diamondbacks lost in 10 innings to the Mets yesterday in Queens, 4-3.
pinch hitter Ronnie Mauricio lined a game-winning single in the 10th off of D-backs reliever Paul Sewald. Same two teams today in New York at 1:10 Arizona time. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Wednesday, April the 8th, 2026. I'm Phil Latzman. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay hydrated, stay informed, and we'll do this again tomorrow.